The room to which they were led was smaller, barer. It contained two beds, a visi screen, and shower and sanitary facilities. The soldiers marched out, and the thick door boomed hollowly shut. "Hmph." Devers stared disapprovingly about. "This looks permanent."
"It is," said Barr shortly.
The old Sewinian turned his back. The trader said irritably, "What's your game, Doc?"
"I have no game.
You're in my charge, that's all." The trader rose and advanced. His bulk towered over the unmoving patrician.
"Yes?
But you're in this cell with me, and when you were marched here, the guns were pointed just as hard at you as at me. Listen, you were all boiled up about my notions on the subject of war and peace." He waited fruitlessly. "All right, let me ask you something. You said your country was licked once. By whom? Comet people from the outer nebulae?" Barr looked up.
"By the Empire."
"That's so. Then what are you doing here?"
Barr maintained an eloquent silence.
The trader thrust out a lower lip and nodded his head slowly. He slipped off the flat-linked bracelet that hugged his right wrist and held it out. "What do you think of that?"
He wore the mate to it on his left.
The Sewinian took the ornament. He responded slowly to the trader's gesture and put it on. The odd tingling at the wrist passed away quickly.